It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore continues his Bible study, Abraham, the Father of Faith. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? WME has long had a program that reaches those right here in the United States. It's called Food for Hunger USA, and you can become a part of a ministry that helps those who are in dire need right here in our own country by picking up the telephone and calling us at 1-214-942-1678. That's right. You can help those who are suffering right here in the United States. That may be a homeless veteran. It may be a woman trapped in abuse or a mother who has been deserted and has to feed her children. Through USA Food for Hunger, WME touches those who have been forgotten. To give a gift that will help the least of these right here in the United States, call 1-214-942-1678.
God bless you, WME family. Welcome back. Thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us. This is more than a Bible study. This is a time where we come together, where we look at God's Word and we let God's Word speak to our lives. As we begin our Bible studies, it's always a blessing to let God just speak to us. When we're studying lives of great men and women of God, we can picture ourselves in whatever they're going through, and we learn from their experiences. We learn from their moments of where they failed God, their moments when they had low moments in their lives, and we learn from their highs and their lows. And we are studying this week the life of Abraham. Abraham, the father of faith, and we learn so much from Abraham because Abraham trusted God. Abraham didn't have much when he left. He took Lot, and of course he took his wife with him, Sarah, and they ventured out. And they didn't have anything in writing. All he had was God's promise. This is all Abraham had. God gave him the word. God gave him the promise. God told him what he was going to do with his life and how he was going to make him a great person. But not only was God going to make him a great person, God was going to make a nation out of him. God was going to form a nation out of Abraham. And not only was God going to form a nation out of Abraham, but God was going to use him to be a blessing. And not only to others, but to the entire earth. He sees the land of Canaan. When he sees the land of Canaan, and the Lord appears unto him, we see this in verse 7. Abraham builds an altar to meet with God, offer sacrifices for sin, to show submission to God and to worship God. We as Christians have an altar also, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10. We meet with God at our own place where we remember the sacrifice Jesus made for us, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Where we submit to God as a living sacrifice, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And where we offer the sacrifice of praise, according to Hebrews chapter 13. This is a theme, and this is going to be something we see in the life of Abraham, where he's building these altars to God. This is a memorable moment for Abraham. This is a shift in his life. Remember, we spoke about his age. Here he's 75 years old. And he left what his surroundings, he left what he was familiar with. He left his family members. And he ventured out on what God had spoken to him. And he doesn't have anything in writing. He doesn't have anything that any man has given him, but he has the word that God has given him. And he obeyed God. And so we learn about faith through Abraham, but we also learn about obedience. He was obedient to God when he didn't understand what was going on, and we're going to speak about this. We're going to talk about this as we progress in our study of Abraham. Many times he didn't know how God was going to resolve the issue or how God was going to work things out. But he trusted God and he obeyed. And so we have so many today speak on faith, on having faith in God or trusting God. But they don't speak much on obedience. And this is something that we see in Abraham's life. Abraham, not only did he have faith, but he obeyed. He had to be close to God because the people of his time were idol worshipers. The people of his time were lost. They had given themselves over to this idolatry, over to this witchcraft, over to this worship of false deities, of false gods. But Abraham trusted God. Abraham was close to God. Abraham had a relationship with God. That's another theme we're going to see in the life of Abraham. Abraham is not only seen as a servant of God, but he's seen as a friend of God. As Abraham trusts God and as he obeys God, his relationship with God grows. The same happens in our Christian walk with Christ. Trust him, but also as we obey him, as we obey his word, as we obey his commandments. And I think this is a word that's not used too much in today's society because we're taught to be independent. And I fear that not only independent, but we're taught to be rebellious. We're taught to do whatever feels right. We're sort of like the politicians who change, they shift based on what people are saying or what people are thinking or what the latest poll is saying. But Abraham here is a great man of faith, one of the fathers of the faith. But it wasn't just about faith, it was also about obedience. And so this is one of the reasons that he builds the altar there. This is a place that he's going to come back to. This is a place where he's going to talk to God. This is his special place. This is his place where he can have communion with God. And so as we study Abraham's life, we're going to see these factors, these special moments in Abraham's life, where not only does he have faith, but he obeys God. There's obedience in his life. He also builds this altar because there's also communion in his life. It's a place of communion where he communes with God, where he speaks to God. And not only does he speak to God, but he lets God speak to him. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for our World Missionary Evangelism family. Lord, we ask that you bless them, Lord, that you be with them today, Lord, and that you let them be blessed and let them be a blessing for many, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bibles, we take them for granted because we can literally find them everywhere. We can go to a bookstore. We can order them offline. We can look in our home and probably find four or five. If we go to church, they're in the pews. But in developing nations where World Missionary Evangelism has gospel outreach, Bibles are a rare commodity, and those we reach often can't afford one, even if it is for sale. So World Missionary Evangelism purchases Bibles published in the native tongues of those we reach for distributions. You can be a part of this Bible distribution ministry for a gift of just $100. If you would like to buy a box of Bibles, then why don't you call 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. If you would like to mail in a designated gift for Bibles, send that gift to WME, Post Office Box 660-800. That's 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Remember to designate your gift for the purchase of Bibles. In the month of February, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive at no cost or obligation, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. As a shepherd, Philip Keller shares his insights into the life and character of sheep and of the good shepherd who loves and cares for them. This beloved classic will give new meaning to the ageless shepherd's poem, enriching your trust in and love for the Lord who watches closely over you. And you can have this book absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us and request our February offer at WME, Post Office Box 660-800, that's 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Remember to request our February offer to receive the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23.
Missionary Evangelism's prayer line is there for you during our normal business hours at 1-214-942-1678.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address, WME, Post Office Box 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.